On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair.
I don't really hear myself. Let's
go. Yeah, a little bit louder.
How about now?
Oh, look at that.
I just went deep. I just went Barry White on that, didn't I?
Volume hello. Makes. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, and I'm reading porn acceptance. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't know what the heck that is on the screen there.
Oh, it's a leftover story from this morning.
What is going on in the studio?
I know. Sorry about that.
Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. They'll help you explore your options. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just laughing because Mike DeWald made a comment about that story from this morning, too.
That's
so
great.
It's right next to the clock. Wonderful thing to leave up on the screen.
If you ever wondered, folks, it is a live show.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in. And if you ever want to catch a pre-recorded show, pre-recorded or past recorded?
A previous show.
Previous show. Go to KSRO.com. Under the Ask the Expert series, you'll see us there. Me and Michelle do shows every Wednesday, and we've got lots of shows there. Yeah. The archive is growing. Mm-hmm. We're like over 200 shows by now.
So many shows.
At least.
Yeah.
I can't keep track. The reason we do this show is to enlighten the radio community with the happenings of what's happening in our community here with real estate and lending. Kind of slant towards that, but we talk with all kinds of folks. You know, we're in election season, right? Mm-hmm. So we had some activity there. I'm not going to get into that today.
Okay.
Because it's just a primary.
Yeah.
But, as we approach, November elections, we'll talk more about that. But we also talk about the balance sheet of your life, your mortgage, and your asset side, which is your house. And if you don't know what that is, you tune in. We kind of educate more about that. And if you want to get into real estate lending and get qualified to buy a home, well, the great place to start is Bay Equity, and that's where I reside most of my time is spent there. Bay Equity Home Loans is local. You can find us in Santa Rosa and Windsor and Petaluma, and fortunately, I get to have great guests in the studio, so we'll be joined here just in a moment by Michelle Mickey Cardoza. She's with Mickey Moves Real Estate. She's the broker, and they do all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk with her about what's exciting, and so Michelle, it's summertime's coming.
It is.
And my kid just graduated from kindergarten.
Really?
Yes.
My kid just graduated from high school.
Oh, wow.
I know. Wow. I can't believe it.
I know. Well, you know what that means.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Right.
And I was so proud of him today. Landon was at the, he goes to the Hillsburg School, and mm-hmm. he was up there and he had a talent show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he sang with a ukulele. He sang We Are the World.
He did?
He did all by himself.
What?
Proud of my little six-year-old.
That's really brave.
Well, especially since he doesn't know how to play the ukulele. He just strummed this chord, and he just kind of went with it, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it was more percussion than anything, I think.
Okay.
And it was really cute.
Wow.
So, yeah, with summer, of course, comes the change of the season. Kids are out of school. Traveling is happening.
Right. And people are possibly looking for a place to live.
They are. They're also accruing debt because they're going to plan for their vacations.
Right.
They're trying to budget that in. There's a lot of equity in people's homes. So if you've been accruing debt for the last couple of years, fortunately, the market has done well. If you own real estate, you've also gained appreciation. That's basically the difference between the value of your home. Equity is the value difference between your home and the loan that you have on it. Mm-hmm. So you can talk to a loan officer and learn how to tap into that equity to pay off some of that debt. So, you know, the idea of taking a great vacation may not be so out of reach when people realize they can afford that if they free up some credit card debt and things like that by paying off.
Right.
You know, using their home equity to pay that debt off.
So it's looking at that whole thing as like a portfolio.
Yeah.
That your home is part of that.
Yes, absolutely. So your portfolio is your balance sheet of your home and your mortgage against it and what it's worth. We help you figure all that out. So again, if you want to learn more about what opportunities you have to refinance, consolidate debt, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. So as I mentioned earlier, we have a couple guests in the studio here today. Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Good morning or good afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you for having me here.
We've migrated beyond the noon hour.
Thanks.
It's nice to have you. First time on the show with us.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me here.
And I love the name of your business, Mickey Moves Real Estate. Tell us how you came up with that name.
Oh, thank you for asking that question so early. Before I even do that, as you were mentioning the pay off the debt with refinancing your home.
Yeah.
I also want to remind people out there that another use of refinancing with Bay Equity and pulling some cash out would be maybe to reinvest it in other real estate transactions.
Sure.
So you can actually purchase investment properties and leverage up and grow out your portfolio.
Leverage is an important term that people don't truly understand, but what you're essentially getting at is there's this equity, this lendable equity in people's home. Let's say you owe $300,000 and your home is $600,000. Well, there's lendable equity of about $150,000 that you can use as a down payment.
Exactly. That would be a beautiful down payment for an investment property where your tenants pay your mortgage back.
Right. And there's lots of talk in this market about tenants' rents going up. It is a tough conversation for folks. But as an investor, you know, there's an opportunity for someone to grow their wealth, essentially. And hopefully, you know, over time, tenants can get to a position where they become first-time home buyers.
Exactly, yes.
And we're also joined by Roger Farah of Bay
Equity.
Hey, Roger, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, of course, you've brought Mickey in to talk about several things. I was, you know, really interested in prepping for the show. Mickey, I knew of your business, of course, but I didn't realize how deep and vast you go into development of what you do with your real estate agents. And you have this really big campaign. You're trying to grow your business and recruit real estate agents. Tell us more about the opportunity that you have there.
Yes, and I also want to make sure, too, I touch on your previous question at some point, so the history of how the name came to be.
Oh, we'll start there.
Okay, so backing up, when I was a teacher most of my life, I had no idea I wanted to be a realtor. I didn't even know it was a career option. In 2001, a neighbor said, oh, you'd be so good at real estate. And I said, sure, on the side for fun, while I was looking for a principalship and thinking I would have more time home with my children, who were all in junior high and high school at the time.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
It didn't. So, and actually, that was one of the impetus for our business plan and the way Mickey Moves operates for our Family First policy. We don't want any other realtors to go through missing their family while they're running their business. So we have some systems in place to help with that.
That's great. Balance, work-life balance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's really a weekly feature in our coaching system.
That's great.
But the history of when I started the business, I was Michelle Cardoza. And I started and I didn't need the job. I was doing it for fun on the side. And I found it to be really fun, really, really fun. I found I could still teach through real estate with my clients. We'd set the end goal and then learn how to get there. Because of not needing the job at the time, I think it put me in a different perspective with my clients. So it was never about the deal. It was always about the client first. And sometimes deals aren't meant to happen. And so my business grew very quickly on referral and repeat customers at that time. Mm-hmm. This is at 2001. I actually took my test on 9/11, 2001. I was the only one in California to take it because I refused to leave the test center until I was done. But as the business grew, I realized the name Michelle was not super memorable.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's a sweet name. It's a beautiful name. I love the name.
Michelle Marquez would disagree with that.
My husband still calls me Michelle always. But at the same time, people would call in and like, I know I talked to a nice lady. I can't quite remember her name. And Mickey was a kid name that I had. It was my mom's nickname for me.
And by the way, she spells it M-I-K-K-I.
Yes, M-I-K-K-I, not like the mouse at all. And so when I was becoming more and more active in real estate and trying to figure out my own branding, I chose to pull Mickey back into the picture. Mm. And it worked really, really well. I worked on a logo. We interviewed clients about, and I thought a lot about my purpose and my why, mm-hmm. and build the brand of Mickey.
Okay.
And it was just the branding at that time. And I was working at a franchise company. I was doing everything myself, all my own marketing, all my own paperwork, all my own client meetings, et cetera, and working really, really hard. And as I built the business, when I decided many years later after my broker license and some changes, when I surveyed my clients on what to call our new business, because we strained on which name we should choose, every client we interviewed for the process said, don't lose your name so we don't lose you. And so Mickey Moves was born from that. It was a lot of thinking about what name would fit best for people to remember.
And it's really hard. It's great. It's a great foundation that you've laid here of things we're going to talk about. It's really hard to grow a business from scratch when you're competing with all the big franchise brands. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you were exposed to those opportunities, as I was through the, you know, the many years of being in real estate as well prior to just exclusively being in lending. So why did you not decide to pick up like a franchise name? Of course, the, you know, the Keller Williams, the Coldwell Banker, the You know, the number of course, the big brands we've heard of, C21. Why did you stick with your own independent company?
Great question. And actually, looking at a franchise was part of the big picture. When I was deciding to go on my own and take on agents of my own and really build a company, I interviewed all kinds of franchises. I went on weekend retreats with them so they could show me what they could do. Mm-hmm. I found a similar, what I think of a challenge or a complaint for myself, is I felt that every franchise that I interviewed with, they were sort of nickel and diming and making a lot of their money on their agents outside of the sales.
Right. And so when you say that, for example, you've got transactional fees that often these real estate firms will pass on to the agent.
Exactly.
And that's the nickel and diming you're talking mm-hmm. about. And there may be some other fees too. I've seen, you know, offices have your own copy code, right, mm-hmm. to charge for paper and flyers because it all gets expensive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the next, say, minute that we have before we go to break, what differentiates you today from those firms that agents, you know, when you're recruiting mm-hmm. in a very competitive market, why Mickey Moves compared to a bigger franchise name?
So in our value proposition, and part of my feeling is the agent has a lot of things to do. This is their own company. They have a lot of things to do for marketing, for taking care of their clients, for their paperwork, for deciding which backside systems to use to run their business, to paying for those and evaluating all those things. We wanted to take a lot of those stressors off of our agents so they could really focus on the client first. So we provide as a company all of the programs and systems that they need on the backside to run their business, right down to marketing materials, photographs, videos, their CRM, everything they need to run their business on the backside. We pay for that as a company. The benefit of that we see is consistency for the clients. Mm. We don't have to worry that the client's going to, you know, depending which agent they meet when they walk in, will depend on their experience. They all have the same experience no matter which agent they meet. They have the same level of photography and marketing. They have the same level of backside systems. We have staff in place on the ready, no extra charge or fee for our agents to help manage their files and behind the scenes and make sure for risk management that everything's done right. We are very fortunate. We've never, ever, ever had a suit or a complaint.
Well, you know, you're doing all the right things. I've got mm-hmm. to go into a commercial
okay.
break. And
thank
I want
you.
To talk some more with you, of course. We are joined by Mickey Cardoza. I'm sorry,
thank
I'm
going
to get that right. Mickey Cardoza with Mickey Moves Real Estate. She's the broker and founder and owner and leader and mentor.
Thank
We're going to get back in just a moment. Stick around.
Great. Thanks.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, it's Dano for Bay Equity Home Loans. And miraculously, I'm not only a radio personality, I am also a homeowner. Me, the guy who went to junior college 3 different times. The guy who spent way too much on an import car in his 20s. Guy who couldn't stop playing video games. The guy who eats too many chips. Me, Dano. And now, instead of sending a rent check to a black hole every month, I'm building something for my family. How'd I do it? I got serious. I saved up. I worked hard. I learned about my options, got pre-approved, and closed my loan with Bay Equity Home Loans. They're my local lender, and now they should be your local lender. They're fast, informative, and offer the best technology in the business, while being locally available to meet in person. Get Bay Equity on your team. Call 583-8100, 583-8100, or bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair. Again, you can stream the show. I think it's important for people to know that because sometimes it might be tough to get the signal in your office mm-hmm. or somewhere. So you stream it at KSRO.com and you can catch us live or find the past shows there. You know, I went to the Schultz Celebrity Golf Classic.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome. Hosted by John O'Hurley. And of course, Lawrence Amaturo and the Sonoma Media Group was a primary, major sponsor, I believe, there, and got to hang out with Lawrence last night. That was fun, and really just what a great event they raised.
Did you golf?
No, because you know in the back. I'll just blame it on that.
Yeah.
It's the
there
back.
You go.
I'm
right.
gonna keep playing that excuse for like another year.
Okay.
So went to the dinner, mm-hmm. and you know we had a live auction and proud to donate some money to this great cause. So they had Catholic Charities, Boys and Girls Club. I met some new friends.
Nice.
Got to see some old friends. Really cool. And I love Sonoma County's giving spirit, you know, just so much generosity.
Yeah.
And what was cool about this is people flew in.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities flew in. So, you know, there were several celebrities there that I got to meet. And it was, of course, hosted by John O'Hurley, you know, a frequent voice now on several radio commercials.
He's fun.
Throughout the KSRO family of stations. And he's a lot of fun. So we got to hang out and enjoy a glass of wine together
last
night, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Class act.
Yeah.
It's not an act. He is not an act. He is genuinely that classy of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of fun. So, and congrats to the organizations. They got several hundred thousand dollars I witnessed in sharing of wealth.
Did you see the, or did they have the auction for that beautiful piece that was created by Jeannie Schultz?
They did, yeah. So yeah. Basically that was, I believe the story that was gold that was melted and from the fire.
In the fires, yeah.
And they
fashioned it into a beautiful.
I think E.R. Sawyer
did it. Yeah.
And they fashioned it into a like a medallion. It looked like, or a pendant. Yeah. It was really cool. And got a lot of dollars for that. I can't remember the exact number, but several
awesome.
Of these items went for over $50,000.
Mm, so cool.
It's just a great sharing of wealth. I think the people of Sonoma County defy the stigma that is put on sort of the 1% class, the folks that that take a lot of heat from the press, from the rest of the world. And this was an example of people opening and digging deep and giving lots and lots of money. And I think Sonoma County is unique in its wealth sharing. So I'm in studio here with Mickey Moves, brokerage, and we're talking about the great programs that you have. Now, you mentioned something that I have not heard of, which is your portfolio services.
Yes.
What does that mean, and what makes that unique for
Thank
Mickey
you.
Moves?
Thank you. So Mickey Moves is not just a residential brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are there for our clients and all of their real estate needs. So when we usually meet most of our clients on residential because they come in looking for their home, but once they realize that we're there to help them with any commercial properties they have, any investment properties, bare land business opportunities, we have many business opportunity listings and available as well. So we're there for the entire portfolio of real estate and business opportunities for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And as we meet them, we actually, for no obligation, will do a consultation about where they want to go and then how we can help them get there. So there's no fee for that initial consultation. And then we help them build their portfolio where they want to do it.
That's great. Now, land, farmland gets complicated.
Yes.
So, and you go, I think this is a good segue, you go up all the way up to Humboldt County.
We actually go to the Oregon border.
You do? Okay.
I'd say our geographical area that we cover is from Del Norte County all the way to just the north end of Marin County, and then between the ocean and then Highway 5.
Gotcha.
So if you kind of picture that big geographical swath, we have agents that specialize in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So depending where you are, you might determine which agent will help you out.
Yeah.
We always have backup agents. So you always get two for one in our business.
That's
plus
good.
Two staff helping for all of our transactions.
Well, that probably helps with the work-life balance that you
exactly.
were talking about.
Exactly. Yes, it does. Huge.
So the dynamics of this real estate market that we're seeing are really adjusting. We're starting to see migratory patterns of folks
yes.
coming in and leaving Sonoma County.
Yes.
It's definitely changing the inventory, the type of purchase transactions are changing. A lot of them are becoming cash transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an affordability problem, frankly,
mm-hmm.
in Sonoma County, right?
Yes.
And, you know, Roger, you're on the front lines of this.
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about what the experience that people are having in this market and what the alternatives are.
Well, one of the good things is that Fannie Mae raised their loan balance to $648,600.
Right, for Sonoma County.
Yeah, so that's actually really helping because the prices are going up. We're seeing a lot of insurance money running around.
Mm-hmm.
People are selling lots and buying homes.
That's what they're
mm-hmm.
doing. And leverage is important, right, Roger? I mean, talk to us,
yeah.
talk to our listeners about how they can use insurance money, and that's, you know, not obviously the majority of the community, but it's something that people are interested in. How do you use those zeros in your bank account to buy one or more, I mean, more than one property, two or three even?
Sure. So the goal is to try and get 20% down to get out of the mortgage insurance. So we're actually helping a firefighter right now. He's a retired assistant chief, and he lost his home to the fires. So what he's doing is he's taking the money from his insurance, plus he's selling his lot. he's going to end up with about $600,000, $700,000, and he wants to put a portion of that down on another house.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he's leveraging that money.
Yeah.
It's a great time to buy in Sonoma County if you have cash. Markets is really strong. Talk to us about the other areas that your business, Mickey Moves, is catering to.
For Sonoma County.
Well, no, outside of the area. People are moving up to, mentioned you have a lot of listings in Humboldt.
Lot of listings in Humboldt. That's where our first office, put my teeth back in, where our first office opened in Humboldt County in 2012. We have about 12 agents and 4 staff there, and about 40, 45 listings at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
It is about half the price of here in Sonoma County. And so when somebody wants, I mean, the weather's a little different. The economy's a little different. So it's a different experience for sure. You have to want that experience. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot to do to play rural wise. There are rivers and forests. And so it's a fun place to play, a lot of artwork and such.
Mm-hmm.
But the home prices are so much less expensive that anyone moving from Humboldt to Sonoma County, and there's definitely some movement in, most people want the better weather and a little bit stronger economy. So when they're moving this way, but the prices, the sticker shock when they're coming from out of the area to here from more of the rural areas. So if you want the beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath ocean view for under $600,000, you might want to think about moving up the coast to where it's a lot cheaper.
Now, we've got your information up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and I want to – sorry, one more little tiny thing about
that? Sure, yeah.
I don't necessarily want people to move there if they can afford here or want to be here. So I just want to make that clear. It's not that I think we have people coming in who are seeing the Sonoma County area as actually a bargain if they're shopping or moving from – San Francisco, South Bay, et cetera.
Yeah.
So this could be a bargain. I think it depends on your mindset and where you're coming from.
Well, I think second homes are also real popular. The further north you go, there's a lot of folks buying second homes, and that's an affordability thing. You can take some of that cash and leverage it into a second home. I'm not sure what the VRBO restrictions are, if there's any up there, but maybe that's another.
They're a little less than here.
Less than here, yeah. So the possibility of sharing that second home and making some income off of it, too, is a possibility. Now, in Petaluma, you do have a listing. I think we should put that out there. Tell us about the one on Petaluma Boulevard.
So Petaluma Boulevard, it's Petaluma Boulevard North, just north of the outlets, south of the barbecue place there.
Mm-hmm.
While it's a busy street, it's actually 2 acres, and it goes up and over the hill.
Yeah.
So the backside of the property is really where the sizzle is on that property.
Nice.
There's a horse on it right now. There's room for horses. You could most likely build a second unit or a barn or a shop there.
Yeah, Sonoma County is big on that right now.
Mm-hmm. And the main house itself is an older home. It was in the 20s, I believe, 1920s-ish for the age. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It needs love. It needs a lot of love, which explains the price for 2 acres in Petaluma for $799.
It's an unbelievable price. Is it lendable in your opinion, or does this need some like a rehab like loan? I don't know enough about the property. I'm just curious.
There are a couple of things that I believe would be fixable for a conventional loan pretty easily.
Good.
If it's VA loan with zero down and you need to fix everything, it might be a challenge. But it's not. It's level. I mean, as far as homes go, older homes, you know, sometimes they get a little wonky on the floor.
Yeah.
It feels very level when you're inside. It feels solid. It's a lot of redwood in there and nice built-in features, like Craftsman features, big kitchen, inside laundry room. It's got everything people would want. But it just needs love. It just needs a good scrub and love and some of the little red flags here and there fixed up.
And so how do people look at this? Do they go to MickeyMoves.com and they can see it?
Absolutely. You can go to MickeyMoves.com anytime and see all of our listings all the way from, you know, along through California.
Mm-hmm.
And just click on the Sonoma links and it'll take you to everything about
So I'm going to, because we're starting to run out of time. Oh. I want to make sure we get this out. So it's Mickey spelled MIKKI. Moves.com. Yes. I feel like I should finish a song when I say the MIKKI. I'll leave it there.
Make your move with Mickey Moves.
I love it. And so if people want to see this property in Petaluma or talk to you about anything else we've talked about on the show, what number should they call you at?
707-407-8925. That would reach me directly. You could also go 707-515-MOVE, M-O-V-E, and that'll hit our main office.
Great. You can go to facebook.com/Bay Equity. Loans, and that's where we have your contact information.
Thank
now,
you.
If you have, if you're interested in real estate as a career, right? And if you're out there and not so sure that you like maybe being nickel and dimed by your broker or your broker's franchise, And you want to talk to Mickey, you can give her a call, Mickey Cardoza, as yes. well. And should we want to give your number out again for that?
707-407-8925. And just know we're in Montgomery Village. Our walk by traffic is incredible. We've got a beautiful storefront window and electronic interactive features there.
Good for floor time, right?
Really good for floor time. As I would say there is never a floor time that doesn't yield a lead, a person interested in buying.
You know, because a lot of the other offices are tucked away in an office park, and you lose that, don't you?
We get a lot of foot traffic. It's beautiful.
That's great. And so, you know, it's fun to bring on new guests. You've done a really great job today talking about what's happening out there and what's happening with your business. In our last, say, 30 seconds, what do you think the number one strategy for a buyer to win their offer is? What do you think they need to be focused on?
I suggest a highest and best offer the first time.
Uh-huh.
That way you're not wondering, what if we had done it a different way?
Mm-hmm.
Highest and best the first time. I do believe in love letters to the seller, depending mm-hmm. on the situation, from the buyers.
Mm-hmm. Handwritten goes a long way, doesn't it?
Handwritten, whatever you need. Just why you are interested in the property and how you will take care of it into the future.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the seller. Some sellers don't care, but some sellers really care.
Yeah, and so, then pre-approval, of course, has got to be a big part
of it. Absolute pre-approval. I definitely recommend go to Bay Equity Mortgage, Home Loans, rather, yeah. and get your pre-approval in order. That is the first stop, is make sure you know what your purchasing power
is. Or
you're
going to step up getting a loan commitment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So the pre-approval process is one that you want to start with. Then
first.
You want to give Michelle Mickey Cardoza a call at 707-407-8925. I'm getting the hook. We're out of here. You did great. Let's do it again.
Thank you. I would like to, because we didn't even talk about our Giving on the Move or our Investor Series
workshop. We're going to have you back to do it.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon.
Thanks.